As you cross the chuppah, Mishum Diula, Ben Bagbag, Simfum, Yavodim, Leslay, they say there's a big difference. Why, you never, if he has a blemish, it doesn't bother you that much. But your own wife, therefore, you're going to find out later, she has a blemish, that bothers you a lot. Therefore, they were afraid it'll be, come out to be a mekechtois. Therefore, you're not allowed to let your arusa eat truma until you first live with her. And then, once you live with her, any mum that's there, you see, you notice. And if you don't care, you still live with her, then she's allowed to eat truma. All right, we'll stop there. Yeah, we're holding daf Yudam Abayis, the bottom Gemara. Again, it's a machlokes about if an arusa could eat, truma or not. That we said there that for the that first Rabbi Yudam Abayis was the one that said he heard about you that you hold an arusa bas Yisrael does eat in truma, and then the Shal what when Bagbag holds. So Gemara said before that. He held that midiraisa and arusa does eat truma. And the reason why she does not eat truma, the Gemara says, mishum dula. All this girsa before, all this chash we had before is, because if she could eat truma when she's in arusa, then she lives home by her father, that we're afraid maybe she'll give her father or her brother, she'll give them some truma to eat. So that's why midirabonet she can't eat truma. But midirashi she's allowed to. And then we had that Ben Bagbag answers back and said, no, he doesn't like this kavuchem, and he said rather gabe shivcha kananis leishaya b'kinyonam hocheshaya b'kinyonam. Now Ravina says this we're holding really. Ravina Omar midiraisa mifshapshitale. Ravina knows everybody agrees that midiraisa the ochlo that midiraisa an arusa when a kohen marries his wife with kedushin alone midiraisa she's allowed to eat truma. Or midirabbanan who the only question is midirabbanan she can't. That the sholach lei, he sent him, this is the way he sent him. Shemat Yelech, I heard about you, Shatama, that you say, Arusa bas Yisrael echeles betruma. That an Arusa, if a Kohen just makes Kedushim with his wife, she's lad truma. And Veloichaishis, le Simfon. You're not afraid about this Kshash of Simfon. Simfon means, Rashi says, the Taisha of Simfon is, Kol Dover Hamavato Dover Kori Simfon. Anything that could break a sail. They make it into a mekech tois. Like over here, maybe you'll find a blemish on your wife, that because of that, you're not going to want her. It's like a mekech tois. So the blemishes you only find later, b'shaz bia. So therefore, we don't let her reach truma now. We have to gedushin, because we're chashin le simfon. That maybe later on, when you have bia, you have nesuyim with her, you'll find out that she has these mum, these blemishes on her. And about that, the gedushin was bottled from before. And therefore, she wasn't allowed to eat truma. So that's why midrabbanan she can't eat truma. Sholachle, this he sent back. Don't you agree to me like this? That mechzani b'chor shata boki b'chadri Torah. I thought that mechzaka, you're mechzak to me, that you're a boki in kol Torah. And lidrash b'kav b'chayma, you also can make a kav b'chayma. Iat yudeya, don't you know, to make a kav b'chayma like this? Or ma shivcha kananis, madach when you buy a shivcha kananis. When a Kohen owns a Shifcha Kananis, Shane Biyasa Machalasa Betruma. If the Kohen would just live with her, that means nothing. She cannot eat Truma. Still Kaspa Machalasa Betruma, when the Kohen buys a Shifcha Kananis, when he pays money for her. And now the Kohen owns her. So the Torah says, Kinyan Kaspoi, she's allowed to eat Truma. And Voloi Chai Shinala Simfon. We're not afraid that maybe later the master will find, the Kohen will find something wrong with his Shifcha, and it'll be a mekech tois that the Kohen never really owned her, and then it comes out the true Mashiach was Biyasa. We're not afraid about that. So if so, by your wife, Zusha Biyasa Mechlasa Betruma, over here by your own wife, and you could make Kedushin with her through Biyah. And then with your eyes, so she is allowed to eat truma. Is Zaina then, isn't it a svar for sure, she a kaspa machalosa betruma, that when you start marry your wife with a kinyan kedushin with kesef, with that alone lets her eat truma? And v'loy nechesh l'simfon, I should not be afraid of this svar you want to say, that maybe she'll come out to have a mum later. I'm not afraid about that. But still he said, you should know, avoma esa, but what can I do? Shirayom rechachamim. But I also agree that midrabbanin, there's a din arusa bas Yisrael eno achelas betruma. And an arusa is not allowed to eat truma. Ad shetikones lechupa. Until the husband, the kohen makes chupa with her. And what's the reason? Why? Mishum deyula, like we had before, because of ulus chashash. In other words, these are the two reasons why an arusa cannot eat truma. Either we're afraid before of simfon, we're afraid that maybe later we'll find out something's wrong with her, and the kedushim will be bottle mafreya, or else because of ulus svara, that when she's an arusa, she still lives by her father and with her brother, so we're afraid that maybe she'll give them truma to eat, and she's not allowed to feed them truma. That's why up until chuppah we say she cannot eat truma. So the Gemara says now, Uben Bagbag, what does he do? Why doesn't Ben Bagbag learn on a Kabbal Chayma? That if you're not afraid of Simfon by Avodim, why is he afraid of Simfon by his wife? So there it says, Simfon by Avodim Lesley. We're not afraid that maybe later the master will find a blemish with his Eved to say that the Shifcha Kananis is like bottle. Why? If we're afraid, we'll find a mum on the outside that you can see right now. You see her right now. Like when the Kayin first bought his Shifcha Kananis, he looked at her. You look at her. So if it's a blemish, she has a scar on her face, a pimple there, that's going to bother you later. But right now, why didn't it bother you? When you bought her, you saw it. So the Svari, since you saw it, for sure you accepted it. So we're not afraid later you come to abolish the Kinyan. Maybe there's a mum underneath, under a clothing, something you don't see. So Mar says, why should that bother the master? That the master only uses a shivcha for work. It's not his wife. It's only his shivcha. So if so, it shouldn't bother him. So therefore, by avodim, we're not afraid of a sinful, of a blemish that we'll find later. My boy lay. Therefore, it does not bother him the fact she has a mum under her clothing. Nimsa, what should be afraid about? Nimsa ganav kabistus. Maybe it will come out later. You'll find out that this eved you have, the shivcha, steals. She's stealing from you. Or kabistus, Rashi says, going in the foshos. She'll even kidnap your kids, maybe. So Gemara says, that's also a svara to say that you accepted that. So Rashi says, Harehu shaloi de stam eved ganavu. You should have known that before. That stam and eved also steals. So if you bought this eved, the shivcha kananis, you knew at the beginning that they may steal from you. So therefore, this is not called the blemish that you find later to make a choice out of it. Maya Marta, what's the only thing that maybe you didn't think about? That maybe comes out later, listed mezuyan. The guy is an armed robber, maybe. That you didn't realize. You didn't realize you're buying an eved here that has a machine gun in his hand, with him. That you didn't realize. Or nicht of Lamalchus, because maybe this guy has a long record upon him that the FBI is after him. And he's already nicht of Lamalchus, written over to the king. The king has the right to kill him. So then it's a be a mekach tois. So Gemara says, no, these things also we're not afraid about. Because hanu koli islu. Such things like this, to say that this Eved is an armed robber, or else this Eved has a verdict already to be killed, that they have it against him already. So such a thing has a curl, a voice goes out, everybody knows about it. So therefore you also heard about it already. And if you bought him, you accepted him. So therefore that's where he says he can't make the Kabbal Chayma. Boy and Eved were not afraid of a Mekach Toys, because there's no mum later that could cause it. But by your wife it could be. That by your wife when you first made Kedushin, you mum Shebagoli, true, that you see. But a mum Shebaseisa you don't see it. You only find these things out later, b'shas nesuyin. So when you find it out later, we're afraid maybe it'll bother you so much, you'll be like a mekach tois. And therefore, the truma she ate before was the yisa. Therefore, mid rabbanon we say, she's not allowed to eat truma until you make nesuyin, until the chuppah. Now the Gemara asks, nichti, let's see though, bein lamar or bein lamar loyochlo. Both according to Ben Bagban, and according to, first manyam was, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, according to both of them, the halacha is an arusa. When a kohen marries his wife, even though midiraisa with kedushin alone, she is allowed to eat truma, but midrabbanan they both agree that she's not allowed to eat truma to chuppah. So Mar says, if so, my benayu. What's the difference of the two reasons? Whether it's mishum sinfon or whether it's mishum ula, that maybe she'll feed her father the truma. What's the difference? But according to both of them, Lamaisa, she's not allowed to eat truma now. So Mar says, no, there is a difference in the reasons. Ikeb now there's a difference. Kibel mosa b'holach. These three different cases. Kibel, Rashi says, means he accepted upon himself any mum.
If the Kohen speaks out right now, B'Shas Kedushin, that I accept upon myself, no matter how much of a mum I'll find in you later on, I'm still staying with you. So then if the only chash is Mishum Simfon, that maybe will be Botul HaMekach, we're not afraid, because the husband, the Kohen, accepted everything. But if the Gzer is Mishum Ula, that we're afraid maybe that she's an Arusa, she's staying by her father's house, maybe she'll give her father some Trumatit, then it would still be Yosef. Or else Mosar. What's going to be the case? Mosar means the father already gave over his daughter to the Shliach of the Baal. In other words, they had Erisin. Now later, the husband sent a Shliach to the father to receive like his Kala, to bring her back to the husband. So now, if the father just gave her over to the Shliach to bring to the husband, if the chash is that maybe she'll feed her father truma, we don't have that chash anymore. Because since now the father gave her away already to the shliach to bring to the husband, so she's out of the father's house, we're not afraid the father will eat truma anymore. But if the chash is misum simfon, then we're still afraid that as long as the husband did not live with his wife yet, so we're afraid maybe later he'll find out a mum in her, and therefore she still cannot eat truma. Or else for halach, halach also is exerted like this. Or else that the shliach of the father went with the shliach of the Baal. And they're still on the derech for the same svaras. If it's Mishum Sinfon, we're still afraid. As long as the husband did not live with his wife, he'd at least have chuppah with her, we're afraid that maybe he'll change his mind later. But if the chash is only that maybe she'll feed her father truma, that's only when she's still by the father. But once she's already given over to the shliach, to the messenger of the husband, to bring her to the husband, she left the father's house, then we're not afraid of ulus chash, she'll free them truma. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, bekesef, when you want to marry your wife with kesef, so samachlekes, how much money? Beshama yermin bediner, or beshava dinner. Beshama yermin, you have to marry her with at least a dinner, that's a silver coin, or else a shava dinner. And beshilu says, no, it's enough to give a pruta, a copper coin. Mor says, my tamay the beshamay. What's beshamay svar why he needs a bigger coin? Why does he need a dinner, a silver coin? So Mor first wants to say, Amar Abzeira, sheken isha makpedes al atzma. It's a svara that an isha is worried about herself, she's makvid, that she wants to receive money, decent money. She's not going to take some a penny, some a pruta. If you want to marry with money, it's a svara she doesn't have dash, she doesn't agree to the Kedushin, unless you give us something that's chashiv. Therefore, prut is not enough. Therefore, she wants at least a dinner. That's Beishamai's svara. V'yein miskadesh is the pachas midinner, and she doesn't accept Kedushin unless she gets at least a dinner. So that's the svara. So Nista Gemara says back, no. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Ela mayatev, so, if you're going to tell me now it's up to the wife, like it's up to her, how much money she expects to receive. So if so, what's going to be with a very rich lady? Who's going to bante the Rabbi Yanai? What's going to be with Rabbi Yanai's daughters? The kaftan and avshayu, they're very makbe, they're very makbe particular upon themselves. For le mikachi reparkas mitak with the dinri, they'll only get married to somebody if he gives them a big chunk of gold. Rashi says takiv shloisha kavim, three kavim, the dinri zuvim, of golden coins. So what's going to be with such girls if they only want to get married if somebody gives them so much money? Is hochinami, if so, you want to tell me, the poshta yoda v'kiblo, chode zuza me'achar, hochinami l'hevi kedushin? You want to tell me if they stretch out their hands and accept just one zuz from somebody the shem kedushin, you want to tell me now the kedushin is no good? Like avadi, we know the kedushin should be good. Sumara says, omale, he answers back like this, if they stretched out their hands and they accepted it, so then I'm not talking about such a case like that. Like then for sure it's good. Like if she accepts the money, so she's accepting it. What are you telling me? She's makpid, she's determined to have more. No, she stretched out her hand and she accepted the money herself, then for sure it should be good. Kikamina, when did I say, when's my svara? The kitcha balayla, in the case where you married her at night time. In other words, she didn't realize at that time how much money she actually received for the Kedushin. In Ami Rels, the Shavi Shliach, Rels, that they appointed a Shliach. So Rashi says, Lekabba Kedushel, that she, these girls, appointed a Shliach to
to accept the kedushin. V'lanim lachbo, and the shliach, they did not ask her the kama, how much? Or bantet Rabbi Yana Nami. Now this is the svar. Now this is the case that by Shammai holds you need dafka a dinner. Now it's in a case where it's at night time, whereas in a case where she appointed a shliach and she did not tell the shliach exactly how much money. So now the shliach, when he accepts the kedusha, it's a stam svara by Shammai holds that you can't stam give a pruta, because the pruta alone for sure the wife would not accept. Therefore you have to give her something that's choshev. It has to be at least the value of a dinner. That's by Shammai svara. And Rashi says the same svaras would apply then. Ubantet Rabbi Yana Nami. In the case we have a girl that's very makbid, they're very rich, and you know they're very particular, that they only want to receive for kedushin a large sum of money, is the Shavi Shliach. If they would appoint someone to be a shliach to accept kedushin for them, the same svar would apply. Lehevi kedushin ela batak with the dinri. In such a case, the kedushin will not be good unless they actually receive this bucket full of gold and a chanami. So this is the first svara. This is the way Rabbi Zera learns Pshan Beis Shammai, that even though all over Kesef is a pruta, about the Shava pruta is called Kesef. How come here by Kedushin Beis Shammai says you could only marry your wife with a dinner? He's talking about a case where you do it at night, or where she makes a shliach, she appoints a messenger to accept for her. So then we say Stam Das is that the wife will not accept it unless it's at least worth a dinner. A new svara by Kedushin. That's the way Reb Zeri wants to learn. Then the Gemara says, Reb Yosef says different. Reb Yosef Amar Tamayu de Beis Shammai. What's the reasoning of Beis Shammai? I tell you, Beis Shammai holds to the Reb Yehuda Amar Ravasi. Like Reb Yehuda Amar Ravasi Svara. What's his Svara? The Yomar Reb Yehuda Amar Ravasi, Kol Kesef Amar Batar Batara. Anytime when the Torah says an amount to pay of Kesef, whenever the Torah says Kesef, is Kesef Tsuri. It always means Kesef, the silver of Tsuri. So Rashi says, Impirish Shkolim, if the Torah says you have to pay like Chamishim Shkolim, have a shekel Tsuri. It means the shekel, the value of the shekel that's worth in this city of Tsuri. V'yim Stam, if it's Stam, Kesef, the Torah says, have a Matveya Apokas Shevet Tsuri. Stam Kesef means the smallest amount, but what's in this city of Tsuri. That's the Kesef the Torah is talking about. V'shel Devrayim. And when Midrabonim, when they say you have to pay Kesef, their Kesef is Kesef Medina. Rashi says, Meshel Devrayim Kesef Medina, means the common forest law, Kesef Medina, what is considered Kesef of Medina, the silver coin of Medina, that means Sheminis Shebe Kesef Tsuri. It's 1/8 of the smallest silver coin in Tsuri. Now the Kesef of Tsuri, so in Medina, it's worth 1/8. In other words, 8 coins of Medina is worth 1 coin of Tsuri. And Selahu Shmina Sheva Sela Tsuri. If you're talking about a Sela Tsuri, so Midrabanan would be 1/8 of that. Bim Dinahu Shmina Sheva Dinah Tsuri. So what's the Svara? So Rashi says, Hilkach, Pruta Le Motzes Le Neymar. Therefore, when the Torah says, Kikach Heshisha, sure, you can marry your wife, we're saying with Kesef. When the Torah says Kesef, what is Tam Kesef? Kesef means the Kesef of Tsuri. Therefore, Pruta can't be. Why? The Feshish on the Cheshis. Because the Pruta is a copper coin. Over Tsuri, now in this city, Tsuri, Madbeyesh on the Cheshis Lekka. They did not have there any coins, copper coins. Over Gedush and Kesef Ksiv. Now, when you marry your wife with Kesef, the Torah says, the Kicha Kicha Gemiri, Wilona Kicha Chesh Isha, from the camp by Avraham Avinu when he bought the field with Kesef. V'chivon the afikta mipruta. Now once you're telling me now that you can't marry your wife with a pruta because the copper coin was not in Suri, alma midi de chashivas boy. Therefore you're telling me now you need something that's chashiv. Therefore ukmar adinikala kamon. Therefore it's a svara to say that what coin can you use, what's the smallest amount of a coin you can use for kedushin, that's a dinner. Like that has some chashivas to it. Maybe even though in Suri you would find a smaller coin than a dinar, that's possible. Because Rashi is only saying the smallest coin we have in the world, that's called a pruta. That's a copper coin. Now that's called kesef true. But according to Rav Yehuda Rav Hasi, when the Torah's kesef has to go after the way we find in the city of Suri, and in the city of Suri we did not find any copper coins. So in other words, you have to have something that's chashiv. So once a prut is no good, therefore we say already you have to use an acceptable amount of money, which Veshame says the svari is to be worth at least a dinar. You have to have at least a dinar's worth. We'll explain it. Samara says Nagufa. Before, what did we just say? That Omer Rav Yud, Omer Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Ha'omu Batara, whenever the Torah says a payment with Kesef, is Kesef Tsuri. It has to be the value, at least the smallest coin, the silver coin, that we find in Tsuri. The Shel Devrayim, where Midrabanan they say such a lack of payment, is Kesef Medina. It's Kesef 1/8 of the Kesef of Tsuri. Now, the Klolahu, is this a general rule? Agrashi says, Kesef Shkosev Atara, Dafka Kesef Ksiv. When a Torah says Kesef, it always means Kesef, Ashava Kesef, always goes after a Tsuri, and not a Pruta. You want to tell me a Pruta is not good Midiraisa?